Have we really come to a point where you can just tell a robot what you want your radio station website to look like and it just build it for you? Well, yeah, but should you? Vibe coding. It's been around for a little while now, and it sounds cool, and it really is if you haven't delved into it at all. Basically, you type a few prompts into an AI-powered website builder like Wix AI, Framer, or even ask ChatGPT or any one of the other models, Gemini or Perplexity, Claude, what you want, and they'll spit out a bunch of HTML files, and boom, you have a website. Now, that might be great for a small business or a personal project, but for a radio station website, it raises a lot of red flags, and I haven't seen a station come to us yet and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about vibe coding our website, but it's really only a matter of time. And I get it, okay? Budgets are tight, and these AI tools, they look promising, and the things that they build are very beautiful, and you can get it in just minutes. It starts to sound like a no-brainer, but here's the thing. Just because you can doesn't mean that you actually should. So let's talk about some of the pros first, because vibe coding is not all bad. Yes, it's very, very fast. It has gotten a lot better over just the last couple of months. And you can get something you can publish right now in under an hour. No coding required whatsoever. Basically, you just tell it what you want, get the files, upload it to a server, and you're off to the races. It's also very cheap to start. I mean, you can get this on a free ChatGPT account, and that low barrier there can be very appealing if you're just getting started or you're looking to test some new ideas. And sometimes it's a decent way to break through a creative block. Tell the AI your brand colors, your station format, and let it toss some layouts to you. It can spark ideas. In fact, let me show you, for those of you who are on YouTube, what this exactly looks like. All right, so I have the anti-gravity code editor up here, and this is a Google product. This is this code editor. You can use any one that there's are literally hundreds of them out there. This is just one. There's Windsurf, or you can actually go inside of ChatGPT and actually give it a prompt of what you want, and then it will give you all of the files that make up the website. I'm just using this one just to show you because we can actually see all of the codes in this project. So I'm just going to go ahead and give it a prompt here. This one is running Google Gemini 3 Flash. And so basically the prompt that I am giving it in here is build a modern professional website for a fictional rock radio station called Blaze 97. We're a high energy FM station playing classic new rock, adults for 2554, include pages like home, about us, contact, and advertise with us. Use a red and black color scheme with bold fonts, imagery that reflects concerts, guitars, on-air studios. The homepage should feature a big hero section with a listen live button and sections for featured shows and DJs. I should also be able to open the site on my computer without a server. So generate all the necessary HTML, CSS, and JavaScript files for local testing. Make it look legit, ready for a radio station. I'm going to say use the existing directory that I have opened here in this code editor. And off to the races it goes. I'm focusing on defining the website's core, the visual identity, and it's going through all of this thought process right now. It's even coming up with a logo for this fictitious radio station that I am creating here called Blaze 97, generating with Gemini here. And so as you can see, it's not just good for coding your website. It can actually generate all of the images that go along with the website. So I am not saying that vibe coding is a bad thing. I'm saying that it's not going to give you the kind of a, and the images this thing is creating is absolutely amazing. The images look like they were taken inside of an actual radio station with actual broadcast consoles here. And it's asking me if I want to make a directory under the directory that we've already created. I'm going to hit accept on that. But looking at some of the images here, there's a rock concert that it's going to be using for, I'm guessing, the hero section of the homepage. And then there's another, looks like a production room. It has Cool Edit or down here in the corner here, and some editing things. I'm not sure if a radio station would actually use a concert board, but it's still, again, these are AI images that you're not going to have to put in with this website. Like I said, I'm not saying that vibe coding is bad. I'm not. I'm just saying that the kind of websites that this kind of tool will create is not going to be, should not be something that you're going to want to put online and then have that be your brand presence. Because what about local news and events? And what if there are school closings and stuff like that? I mean, there's all kinds of things that this kind of a website cannot do. And so that's what we're bringing to light here. And so I'm going to let this continue coding here for the next couple of minutes. All right. So it actually did not take a couple of minutes. It actually took about a minute and a half. So we look here and see what it came up with. I'm going to refresh this here. And it came up with a Blaze 97 logo up here in the header. And in the header, right in the middle, it has home, about us, contact, and advertise. There's a listen live button right there. Of course, we didn't tell it where to send that listen live button. So that is going to not work. We're going to have to get into the code in order to make that work. Hard Rock Loud Radio. It has this large hero section in the middle of the page here with that concert venue, that image that it created in the background with a huge listen now button. So I will tell you that this website right here looks better than about 80% of the small market radio stations that I have seen who have not touched their website in the last 10 years. All right. So I will say this looks absolutely amazing for a brochure website. There's nothing on this website that will bring me back tomorrow, because nothing here is going to change. The DJs are going to be the same. It's featuring the shows here, the Morning Mayhem. It has three boxes in the middle of the page. One for Morning Mayhem from 6 till 10, Afternoon Anthems from 2 till 6 p.m., and then a Midnight Session from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So it has three, and you know, as you hover over these boxes, they animate. So, you know, there's nice little movement to the website. And then it has a section for Your Blaze DJs, and it has Mike the Hammer, I guess, in the mornings, Sierra Steele, the Queen of Classic Rock, and then Rock and Rob, the Midnight Session Guru. Doesn't really tell me much about them. There are no email links. And of course, we didn't tell it to put any email links there or create pages for them, but you could have done that. And then you have the Blaze 97 logo again down here in the footer, and quick links. Of course, you only have four pages, and then you have the studio line, text us, and the address in the footer as well. All right. So it's on brand. The colors match the logo. At the very, very top, there is not a lot of padding up here. So, but if we click on About Us, oh, so this is there, that production room image that I mentioned a little while ago, Rock City Radio. I mean, this looks like a jamming production room. I would have loved to have worked in a production room that had a couch in it and all these microphones sitting around. I mean, and a drum set. There's a drum set in this image as well. So, I mean, it looks like a recording studio, not a production room, but still. And it has a little bit of history about Blaze 97 there, and some of our values. See, our values, all right? So that's not going to be something that would be on a normal radio station website. Now, that would be on a generic website, maybe, I don't know, a mom and pop store or something like that. So that's why that's where the AI vibe coding is pulling that information from. And then on the Contact Us page, nice little contact information here with some links to social media and a contact form. Of course, none of that form is not working, because the code that's in the background has, you don't know where the email is going to, or it's probably not, it's just a dummy form that just looks like a form, but it's not actually a form that's working. And then on the Advertise With Us page, why advertise with Blaze 97? It's the most listened to rock station in the region, dominating 25 to 54 adult demographic. Our listeners are loyal, active, and deeply engaged. And it gives some stats there, over 500,000 monthly unique listeners. High engagement and that sort of thing. And then get a media kit. There's a form for that as well. When you hover over the form, it animates a little bit. And then some partners who rock. It actually had some client logos that it put down here in this Partners Who Rock. So, you know, that is almost like social proof there to have what it, the icons that it generated here for our Apple Pay, Spotify, Amazon, PlayStation, and Xbox. They all advertise on Blaze 97. Like I say, they're pulling this information from who knows where. So you cannot jump into a vibe coding environment and then just create something that's going to be automatic, ready to put online to represent your radio station. There is a persistent player at the bottom down here. I did not expect that. Well, I mean, it obviously does not work because there is a lot of coding that goes into a persistent audio player down here at the very bottom of the page. And is it? Oh, and it shows Back in Black. AC/DC is playing right now. This is all right. Some of this stuff is unexpected because it, like I say, these tools are getting better and better and better. Please don't take my giddiness of, hey, I didn't know it would think about that, as this is something that you should do, because there is a lot of code that goes into a persistent audio player at the bottom of a website. I know, because we have one of those and it's constantly being updated with new code in order to be, to cover all every situation. But I did not expect the persistent audio player at the bottom. So kudos to that. Of course, now that changes on every page. Back in Black is playing. And then I think it's got a little code in there that it waits every so many seconds and then changes from Back in Black AC/DC to another song. So it looks like it's an actual radio station website that is actually active and everything like that. And so if you're going to look at this, you're going to think, man, you know what? That's all I need. But really, you need so much more because, again, other than the listen live aspect of this website, it switched to Everlong from the Foo Fighters, this persistent audio player. That blows my mind. This is not tied to anything. That is not actually listening to the radio station. But like, again, there's nothing to bring me back to this website tomorrow other than the listen live button. And as a radio station owner, a lot of them think, I don't care. That's all I really want them to do is listen to the radio station. But it's a brochure at the end of the day. Like I said, there's nothing to bring me back again tomorrow. Let's see if there is no mobile menu. So this website would not work for on a mobile device because the listen live button is in the place of where the menu is at the very top up here. All right. So unless you know code, and can do that. Now I can probably go back in here and say, hey, you know what? The menu is not working. So let's make that work. And you can do that and make that, you know, tie in an MP3 stream to that persistent audio player. You can do all of that. But once you upload it, there's no other reason to come back to this website again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And that is the point that we're trying to make. See, now I know what you're thinking. Hey, this could really work. That's not bad. And that could get us somewhere fast and cheap. But that mindset is where the real problem begins. When you dig deeper, vibe coding starts to fall apart with what a radio station actually needs. And if you've been listening to this podcast for more than a few episodes, you really know that we are big advocates of a feature-rich website. All right, so let's start with some of the functionality. As you saw, vibe coding a site, it can give you some very neat looking brochure web pages. But what about local news, obituaries, school closings, events, sports scores? AI tools are not going to be building that into your site unless you tell them in very specific details. And I mean, literally, you know, instead of just the paragraph that I just used in that example, we're talking pages and pages and pages of prompts. And even then, it's not going to work the way that you need it to over time, because that kind of content that we're talking about needs to be updated daily. And that's not something that a brochure website is really made for. You know, brochure websites are made for to be static forever. And all right, so that's not really a strategy that you want for your radio station. These tools are great now. Do what you want and know what you want it to look like and everything like that. But they have zero clue about why your website exists in the first place. It's to draw listeners into your radio station, give them a feel for your brand. Yes, give them a listen live button, but these tools, they're not thinking about content hierarchy, ad placement, listener engagement, SEO, long-term revenue opportunities, that sort of thing. The things that you should really be thinking about if you're looking for long-term growth. They'll give you a pretty site, but not a smart one, all right? And so as speaking of SEO, most of these sites, they are built with a generic filler text that, or, you know, template copy, and that's bad, horrible news. You saw it made up everything in this website that I had it create for me, and so I would have to go into the code and actually tell it which ones, you know, swap out this and swap out that. And if you don't know HTML or JavaScript or CSS, then yeah, you could probably get it to tweak those things for you, but my gosh, you got to do that every single time and then upload new files every single time. That is going to be a long-term process that's going to even cost you more money and time over time than just doing something right the very first time. It punishes weak duplicate material. And if your AI stuff is stuffed with all this generic stuff, well, then welcome to our station fluff. And I mean, that's not going to rank anywhere inside of search engine. That means fewer eyeballs, fewer advertisers, less revenue. And so you really want to be very mindful of everything that you're putting into this website that you have. You want it feature rich. You want it to give people a reason to come back tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And these websites, they're really not made for that kind of a strategy. The DIY route also comes with maintenance headaches. All right, there's no support line. You're the only support that website has. When your audio player breaks or a new browser update crashes your site, and you're it. You can't call anybody. You're the entire support team. And that beautiful vibe-coded pages, they're not actually built to scale. So if you want a job board or a business directory, or you want to add school closings, if a big winter storm goes through the entire country and you need to put school closings on there, good luck. It's not a part of that, right? So at the end of the day, vibe coding is a short-term convenience with long-term consequences. And if you're a radio station, it's good for a side hustle or maybe a personal brand, but not a website as a media product that your website deserves to be, and one that is a revenue generating product. That kind of website needs to be built with care, with purpose, and with a strategy that supports both your audience and your advertisers. So yes, vibe coding is very fun to play with. I have a blast. I mean, the fact that it even came up with the logo as a part of the design, that's very, very cool. And so it may help you brainstorm some ideas or your next redesign, but handing over the keys to a digital presence to an AI really doesn't understand what you do or who you serve or how you make money or how you want to make money with your station website. That's just a risk that your radio station just can't afford. So just like your on-air sound, you want your website to be professional, strategic. You want to program it just like you do your radio station, and you want it to be trustworthy. And let the hobby projects, those are great for vibe codes, all right? Your brand, though, it deserves a whole lot better. Now, I hope this episode has kind of helped you. And if you're on the fence about looking at vibe coding, this is just so you know the risks of vibe coding. It's not to totally say that's not for you as a radio station person or something like that. There are lots of great things that you can build with vibe code, maybe even plugins for your existing website or stuff like that. But just know the risk. If you're just looking to replace your entire website with something that you're vibe coding, that's probably not a good idea. All right. So hopefully this episode has been helpful to you. If it has, be sure that you like, you subscribe, you share this out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. And if you're looking for really the best solution for your radio station website, long-term growth, and for great revenue opportunities, reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. That's what we built after being in radio for 14 years. I left radio to do this, and so our product is just for radio stations. And everything that we build is to help you get more revenue and get more listeners engaged with your brand. Again, at skyrocketradio.com, reach out to us there. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.